We know that the main idea of Kabbalah Satorah is the fact that Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishmo. That means the rest of the nations of the world, they were asked if they would receive the Torah, ask my Kosov Bo, what's written in it? One answered, one refused to receive the Torah because of L'Sirtzoch, L'Sinof, L'Signoi. And Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishmo. Now, there are three Chazal in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, that tell us about Nasa v'nishmo. The first one is, the Gemara says, B'shor shen hikdimu Yisrael Nasa v'nishmo, before the, when the Klal Yisrael put Nasa before Nishmo, Oma Kodesh Bohu, Migilo Roz Ze Levonai, She Mishamshim Boi Malachi Ashores, who revealed this secret to my children, a secret which only the Malachim knew heretofore. In other words, Nasa v'Nishmo is a secret that only the Malachi Ashores were able to use before. And here suddenly the Jews use it for the first time. So they're telling us something about Nasa v'Nishmo. Malachim say Nasa v'Nishmo because Malachim are created to carry out the will of Hashem. They therefore, since they're created for a purpose of carrying out will Hashem, they don't ask what they should be doing before they do it. They're created to carry out will Hashem. They say, we'll do whatever you tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell us now afterwards. We're ready to do everything. That's why Malach HaShores were makdim nasav t'nishma, because they're created to carry out Rosh Hashem. Similarly, Klal Yisrael caught on to that secret. They understood that that is the purpose of their creation, to carry out the will of Hashem. They understood what the Malachim understood, that you have to, you're created to carry out the Rosh Hashem. The Torah is not an enhancement of life. The Torah is the purpose of life itself. Without Torah, you have no life. So therefore, by saying Nasa v'Nishma, they were making a statement that this was life itself. This is the purpose of their creation. That's the secret the Malach HaShores used only heretofore. And here, Klal Yisrael reached that madrege that they were able to say Nasa v'Nishma. Then Chazal give another example of Nasa v'Nishma. Chazal don't repeat themselves with stories. Each one has a special meaning, and we'll try to understand what that meaning is soon. The second story in the Yishalmi, in Bavli, Peches and Aleph, is Ketapuha Batzi Ayar came Rayosi Ben Amonis. Klal Yisrael is compared to a Tapuach Batzi Ayar. Tosfos says Tapuach means an esrig here. Just like a Tapuach, Piryoi Koidim L'Olov, Av Klal Yisrael Yigidimu Naso V'Nishmo. Just like a tapuach, this fruit, the fruit comes before the leaves. Similarly, Klal Yisrael preceded Nasa t'nishma. What's the comparison between fruit coming before leaves and Nasa t'nishma? Right, the leaves, always in Chazal, are a mushal in the support system of a person's life. The way he earns a living, his family, his wife, his support system. That's the leaves. Just like the leaves of a tree support the fruit. The leaves protect the fruit from sun. The leaves protect the fruit from wind. The leaves protect the fruit from predators and animals that might be walking by and want to take the fruit, but the leaves hide them. So the leaves are the support system of the fruit. So Klal Yisrael was like the esrog tree, that the fruit came before the leaves. That means the every other tree, first the support system is made, and then the fruit grows, because without the support it can't grow. But the esrog tree can live without the leaves. It's audacious. It wants so much to live that it stays alive even when there's no leaves. Right? You know, the Temen Yesrogim stay on the tree all year long. That's one of the highest temin osregim, authentic osregim. They fit in with this description of an esrog. The esrog is the fruit is before the leaves. The fruit doesn't need the leaves. It stays in existence without leaves. And what's the nimshal? The nimshal is the support system of a person, how he makes a living, whom he marries, what position he takes. All of these things are the support system, but they come secondary to his decision of how to come close to Hashem, how to keep Torah. A person has an opportunity to get a job in a certain city where there's no yeshiva, there's no rov, there's no support system. There's, right? He doesn't, if there's no Torah, he may be making a lot of money. There is a support system, but there's no Torah. There's olim, but there's no fruit. A person has to make a decision first. Is there fruit? Is there Torah? And then, based on that, he decides whether to follow that path. The olim comes second. The second consideration is the olim, not the fruit. The first consideration is the fruit. So similarly, Klal Yisrael said, Nasa l'nishma, we're like that esrog tree, that where the fruit comes before the olim. We don't care about our support system. We don't care about our gashmias. And finally, the Gemara brings a story with Rove. Rove was learning Torah, and they used to learn sitting on their ground, cross-legged. He had his finger under his, he was sitting on his finger, and his finger was bleeding. He was pinching his finger, and blood was oozing out of his finger. And he didn't pay attention. He was so engrossed in his learning, he didn't pay attention. So an apikoros came by and said to him, what a rash, uncouth nation you are. You don't care about your physical, about your hygiene, about your health. You don't care about your cleanliness. You let ooze out of your finger and not even pay attention to it. So Rav answered him, yes, we're the nation that said Nasa before Nishma. We're the nation that trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't pay attention to our Gashmias. You're a nation that worries about Gashmias, therefore your nation will be ultimately destroyed, and our nation will always survive. So again, it's a third idea of Nasa v'Nishma. This idea is that in a person's personal life, he doesn't care whether it's comfortable for him or uncomfortable for him. The main thing is to learn Torah. He doesn't care whether it's easy for him, whether it's uneasy for him. He has to learn Torah. Right? He relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he told him to learn Torah, and no matter how difficult it is for him, he does it. So here's another idea. So the three ideas of Nasa v'Nishma are, number one, the Malachim, you say Nasa v'Nishma, that's the value system of a person. What should be foremost in the importance in a person's mind? First comes Torah, then comes everything else. The second thing is, how should a person treat his support system? How should he treat his making a living? How should he support where he lives, how he lives? The first consideration is Torah. The first consideration is the fruit. And then come the olim. And finally, how should a person live? What should he be engaged in? What should he worry about in his daily activity? Should he be occupied in Torah, even where it's uncomfortable, where it's difficult for him, or should he be moisa nefesh? No matter what the physical difficulties are to learn Torah, he has to do that also. That's the story of Rove. But the sum total of it all is, Kabbalah HaTorah depends on Nasa v'Nishma. So if we want to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to strengthen ourselves in this idea. Nasa v'Nishma, our first consideration must be always Torah. Our value system has to be Torah as the foremost value. Right? The way we raise our children, the values that we transmit to our children are Torah is important and everything else is peripheral and secondary. And then how do we worry about making a living? Secondary. The support system is secondary. Finally, how do we live our daily lives? Are we ready to be Maisa Nefesh for our Torah or not? Yes, we're ready to be Maisa Nefesh, like Rov was Maisa Nefesh for learning your Torah. That's Nasa v'Nishma. It's the three aspects of how to be Mekabel the Torah. like the secret which the Malachim use, Naseh before Nishma, and the rest of the stories, these are the ingredients with which we have to be Mekabel the Torah for Shavuos. Naseh and Nishma, Naseh before Nishma, and Naseh is the most important thing, and then comes the Nishma. A good Yom Tov to all of you.